welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 categories smart. This is Jessie Colhagen, and you're listening to the Life Note, How to Talk to Anyone, by Leah Londis and summarized by Marcia Joseph. As always, we'll begin with a quote. Every smile, every frown, every syllable you utter, or even arbitrary choice of word that passes between your lips can draw others toward you or make them want to run away. In How to Talk to Anyone, author Leo Londis gives us 92 little tricks for big success in relationships. Written in easy-to-read snippets of wisdom, you'll learn everything from how to effectively open conversations, quickly build rapport, diffuse anger, and even how to win hearts. Leo Londis is a successful communication consultant, speaker, author, and executive coach to Fortune 500 companies. While there are 92 tips for you to enjoy in the book, we'll review just a few of our favorites in this Life Note, including how to intrigue others without speaking, how to make it about them, how to sound like an insider, make them feel like a movie star, turning anger around, and making them happy they called. If you want to learn how to communicate in a way that leaves people with a great impression of you and a desire to get to know you better, you'll find excellent advice in this practical book. So let's dive in and learn some tips. The first big thought: intrigue others without speaking, using sticky eyes. Quote, your eyes are personal grenades that have the power to detonate people's emotions, end quote. Before you even open your mouth, you can pave the way to talk to anyone by using the techniques that Londis shares with us. She writes that, quote, the way you look and the way you move is more than 80% of someone's first impression of you. Not one word need be spoken, end quote. So let's imagine that you meet someone for the first time and they don't make good eye contact with you. Maybe they're scanning the room or sneaking a glance at their cell phone. How likely is it that you're going to have a good impression and feel interested in them? Pretty close to zero, right? To increase interest, Londis suggests a great technique called sticky eyes. It works like this. Quote, pretend your eyes are glued to your conversation partner's with sticky, warm taffy. Don't break eye contact even after he or she has finished speaking. When you must look away, do it ever so slowly, reluctantly, stretching the gooey taffy until the tiny string finally breaks, end quote. Making great eye contact like this shows people that you care. After all, if you don't care about them, why should they care about you? So pull out your imaginary sticky taffy the next time you're at a party or a networking event and test this technique out for yourself. What a delightful conversationalist you are likely to be. The next big thought: make it about them, the swiveling spotlight. Quote, enthrall them with your choice of topic, them, end quote. The most interesting people, it seems, are those who listen more than they talk, because who wants to listen to someone else drone on about themselves? Be honest, wouldn't you rather talk about yourself and have someone hang on your every word? Here's a handy trick as a reminder to focus on the other person. It's called the swiveling spotlight. The author suggests that we imagine a giant revolving spotlight between you and the person you just met. Then you'll want to keep that spotlight on the person, not on you. Quote, the longer you keep it shining away from you, the more interesting he or she finds you, explains Londis. She mentions that this technique can be especially helpful for salespeople as well. Rather than focusing too much on the product you're trying to sell, focus on the prospect. If you're going to buy a car, for example, and the salesperson focuses only on the features of the car without finding out what you really need or want, he's going to have a more difficult time convincing you to buy that car. Keep the spotlight on the person instead, not on the product. By the way, the swiveling spotlight technique would also be a great one to try on a first date. Keep that spotlight on your date and find out about them, if you want a second date, of course. And why stop with first dates? Great relationships are built on genuine interest in the other person. So swiveling the spotlight demonstrates your interest and caring in existing relationships as well as new ones. If you're on the phone with a friend, rather than waiting politely to jump in and add your comments, try asking some probing questions to go a bit deeper into what they're sharing with you. Then consider how you can do this habitually. It'll be very appreciated. And this swiveling spotlight tip is very likely to enhance the perception others have that you are a more caring and interested friend. The next big thought. Sound like an insider. Learn some gobbledygook. Quote, a tennis player can tell immediately from just appraising your opening serve how good a player you are. Is it going to be great playing with you or a real bore? It's the same in communicating. Just from your verbal opening serve, someone knows if it's going to be interesting talking with you about their life or interests, or dull, dull, dull. End quote. When you're making conversation with someone new, if you can ask a question that demonstrates a bit of knowledge about someone's hobby or job, this can help open up the door to a great discussion. Londis suggests that, quote, all you need are a few insider opening questions to get you started with any group, end quote. She explains that winners learn to speak gobbledygook. And just what is gobbledygook? It's the language of other professions. For example, if you're speaking with an artist, you might ask them about which medium they work in. Perhaps it's acrylics, oil, or some other type. If you're speaking with a writer, you can inquire if they write fiction or nonfiction. But don't ask writers if they've been published yet, and don't ask artists if their work is in galleries. You'll want to express interest in their jobs, but of course don't put them on the spot. You certainly don't need to know the intricate details of each profession, but if you can find a good opening question or two, you'll win points for your insider knowledge and for your interest. And by the way, don't forget to make it about them, not you. Rather than launching into your own story about attempting to be an artist or an author, probe for more information about their job or their hobby. The next big thought, make them feel like a movie star. Tracking their interests. Quote, well, movies may have changed. Human nature hasn't. Everyone feels like the star of a 1940s movie. Every trivial event in their lives is momentous. There's me, then there's the rest of the world. End quote. Have you ever had someone remember to ask you about something important that was happening in your life, or remember some other important detail? Do you remember how great that felt? Perhaps last time you talked, you mentioned that your son was playing his first Little League game, or that you were nervous about attending your high school reunion. When weeks or months later they remembered to ask you about it, didn't that feel great? Therein lies the secret to making someone feel like a movie star. You keep track of what's important to them. The author says that it can be particularly powerful to remember an anniversary of a personal achievement. For example, if someone got promoted a year ago, or if a client went public. You can also note someone's interests and passions. And importantly, notes Londis, don't leave this to chance. Just like a politician who keeps track in their computer, you can do the same. Technology has made it even easier to track relevant information and access it easily. For example, no more forgotten birthdays, thank you very much to Facebook and digital calendars. Quote, what someone had for breakfast, what shoes he chose to wear, or whether he took time to floss his teeth can be more important to that particular someone than the fall of faraway nations or the rise of global temperatures. End quote. Isn't that the truth? In a world of me, 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 the few of us who can actually remember to ask about the details of someone else's life are going to be remembered and rewarded for that. The next big thought. Turn anger around. Empathize with their emotions. Quote, when the time is right, reject the rational and empathize with the emotions. In other words, smear on the emo. End quote. If you've ever faced someone who is angry without being quite sure how to deal with them, you'll appreciate this next tip. Londis relays a story about the time she recommended a certain brand of trousers to her friend. Her friend took advantage of her recommendation and not only purchased them, but wore them on a big date to an elegant restaurant. Unfortunately, those trousers ripped right down the middle. Not a pretty situation, to say the least. When Londis called the customer service of the clothing company, they quickly quelled her anger by showing great empathy for both her and her friend who had the bare bottom. Lesson learned, when someone is genuinely apologetic and shows the right level of emotion and empathy, it's hard to stay angry. Quote, facts speak. Emotions shout. Whenever you need facts from people about an emotional situation, let them emote. Hear their facts, but empathize like mad with their emotions." End quote. We all want to be heard. We want to know that someone is really listening to us and that they care. So give this tip a try for yourself. The final big thought: make them happy they called. "Oh, wow, it's you." Quote, "Answer warmly, crisply, and professionally. Then, after you hear who's calling, let a huge smile of happiness engulf your entire face and spill over into your voice. You make your caller feel as though your giant, warm, fuzzy smile is reserved for him or her." End quote. It's funny how you can actually tell whether someone is smiling when they call without even being able to see them. We can sense when someone is happy to talk with us, and their positive attitude pays dividends. So whether it's your mother-in-law calling, or the dentist's office, or even the bill collector, if you add a "how nice to hear from you," or a "thanks so much for the reminder of that overdue bill," put a smile on your face and have the "oh wow, it's you" attitude. You will likely be rewarded with a happier person on the other end, or even a little more grace period on that overdue bill. Be sure to read through all of the 92 little tricks in How to Talk to Anyone. By applying these great tips, you're bound to be more successful in your relationships, whether it's finding a way to talk to someone new or deepening an existing relationship. So there we have it, Londis's best strategies for communicating in a way that's engaging, charismatic, and leaves others wanting more. We hope you found it valuable and insightful. Thank you so much for listening in. We look forward to sharing more wisdom with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.